Hey, church family. I'm so glad you're joining me today for Pray Today. It's the 19th of December. Can you believe the year is almost over? For some of us, we couldn't be happier about that. And for some of us, we're encouraged by where we're at. I want to ask you about your friends today. I want to ask you about being a friend today first. Are you a good friend? What does that look like? Now, some of you, you listen to Pray Today with your spouse or your kids or your family or a friend or a relative. And this is something I want you to talk about today with somebody. I want to challenge you to do that. I know we're all busy, but this would be good. If not, just sit down and write down some things. But what kind of a friend are you? What's that look like? What role specifically does faith play in your friendships? And what role should your faith play in your friendships? So not just wanting to ask you, are you a good friend? But do you have or do you seek good friends? Do you use the same qualifications for those friends you spend time with? What I mean by that is, if you were to make a list of what would make you a good friend, are those the kind of friends that you seek, or do you settle? Do you have friends that bring you down instead of lifting you up? I know we've talked about this at least one other time this year, but I think it's of utmost importance for us to do an evaluation of our friends. Now, we are to love, we are called to love everyone, regardless of their sin, regardless of who they are, we're to love. We're also to speak the truth in love. We're also to not shy away from truth. And I think so many Christians, they would grow exponentially in their faith if they would start by looking at the people they spend most of their time with and say, do these people help me grow? Do these people encourage me to grow? Or do these people actually make it harder for me to grow? And if that's the case, I challenge you to reconsider how you do friendship with them. Not to write them off, but I know for most people, who we spend our time with is who we will become. Do your friends exhibit the Christ-likeness that you desire to have in your life? Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 say, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day approaching." The day is capitalized in my Bible. The day meaning when Christ returns. We could also look at it as the day of the end of our life, as we see our lives before us, and that won't continue forever here on earth. What if we decided to develop friendships that spur each other on toward love and good deeds? That we meet together, that we spend time together and encourage one another to grow. I will tell you this, if you don't surround yourself commonly with people who build you up in Christ, you're really missing out on a blessing that God has given us. And if you're lonely and if you don't have those relationships, I guarantee you, you can find those relationships at church. Whether you attend Celebration Community Church or another church, if you live out of town or out of state, God will provide those. It might take a little work, but God will provide those relationships. We just have to put ourselves out there and want it. This is a good time at the end of the year to invest and put yourself out there to be invested in. We were made for relationships. Not only were we made for relationships, we were made for God-honoring relationships. That's what I'd like to pray about with you today. Lord, there are many people hearing this today who have wonderful Christian relationships. But Father, I know for a lot of us, we struggle with that. A lot of us keep company or feel stuck in relationships, or because of our need for relationship, we haven't fully considered the importance of godly ones. Father, as I tell my children, I'd rather have no friends and be lonely than to have friends that are going to take me away from Christ. Father, would you encourage us in this area today? Thank you for those of us who have wonderful, growing Christian relationships. May we invest in them even more. May we prioritize them above things that should come after our friends. Thank you for those. But for those of us, Lord, who need, desire relationship with other believers to build us up so that we can build our relationship with you, Lord, would you give us the desire, the motivation, the wherewithal to go and to seek those relationships? Thank you for giving us a church in which we can do that. Lord, we know that you've created us for relationships, healthy ones, God-honoring ones. And thank you for bringing to our minds today what we want in those friendships. We praise you, Lord, for the friends that we have, or the friends we will have, that will grow us closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.